interviewing Bobby Messer on March 25th, 1996. The subject we are talking about is the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Bob, how long have you lived here in the United States?
I've been here for 44 years.
What state have you been in most of your life?
Most of my life I have lived in Georgia, but recently, a couple of years back, we moved out here to Alabama.
Okay. How were you during the assassination of Kennedy?
excuse me. I was 11, and I was in the 5th grade.
How did you find out about the assassination of John F. Kennedy?
Well, I can remember we were sitting in class doing our spelling assignment. I'll never forget the day in my entire life. And our teacher just came in. She had tears in her eyes, and she said that our president had been assassinated. And, you know, up until that point, things basically fell apart. 3 or 4 days, we didn't have school. Everybody was glued to the television set. If you didn't have one, you remember everybody went and got one, and we stayed stuck to it forever.
So this kind of played a big role in the people living in the U.S.
Let's just say that it affected everybody in their own way. And it was nonstop the way things happened. Everybody was upset, crying. I mean, it was a great tragedy that befell, I mean, our country.
Can you recall the year that the assassination?
1963.
Okay. So you was 11 years old, and talking about TVs, there wasn't very many TVs back then, in that time. So,
well, basically, I'd have to say about the television is it was one of the biggest ways people found out about the Kennedy assassination. And after Oswald was shot, well, let's just say everybody was lived near it because, you know, you're sitting there one day and you're watching TV and then somebody gets shot and just right out of the blue, I'd lead them out of the courthouse. Or in jail, wherever they were taking them, I can't recall. But TV played a very important role in it as far as getting information out and informing people.
Who became president after the assassination?
If memory serves me correct, it was Lyndon Johnson, who was inaugurated right on the plane.
Was JFK married at the time?
Yes, he was married to Jackie, his wife. And, she was a real, what you call smart lady, very intelligent. Everything she did just about overshadowed, the president. You know, she was a very intelligent lady. And, I can remember, when, Lyndon was inaugurated that she wore the same clothes she was in for, a period of, I can't remember how long, but she wore the same clothes with Kennedy's gray matter and blood on it for a while. And she told everyone that she wanted to see what they had done to her husband. And I can remember that staying in my mind as to what happened in the Kennedy assassination.
Who was to blame for the assassination of Kennedy?
Well, they blamed Lee Harvey Oswald. He was an ex-Marine, and he was stationed in Cuba. So the U.S., you know, firmly believed the communists had gotten to him. And, you know, I have my own personal pet theory about how Kennedy was assassinated. Now that I've looked at it a little bit more closely, but they found what they thought was a culprit, which was Lee Harvey Oswald, and they silenced him, so basically nothing became of it. And if my mind serves me correct, they did what was called, I think, the Warren Report, and they did an investigation of the Kennedy assassination. But the results of this report will not be made public until the year 2012. I may be wrong, but it's somewhere in the year 2000. Nobody will be able to, you'll finally be able to see what the results of the report were.
Did John F. Kennedy, did he make any major changes for the United States before his assassination? Was there any wars?
Well, Kennedy the Vietnam era was fixing to really escalate. And one of the things he did in his campaign, or not his campaign, but his presidency, which was what you could say gave the Kennedy cabinet and its members of Black Hawk was a Bay of Pigs invasion, which he trained a group of mercenaries to overthrow Castro, and it all backfired in his face. And that was probably one of the things that made him look bad. But other than that, it was pretty much smooth sailing. He was going to end the war, and in my opinion, I think that's why he was assassinated, because he was going to stop it.
So, your opinion, how did this affect you in your own way of handling the assassination of Kennedy?
Well, after it all came out, and you really looked at what they did with Oswald and the way things were going on, and what I've seen now, it really did give me a lot to look about as our government. Is our government really as good as they say it is? Is it the way it's supposed to be? Is everybody honest, which is no way true. And it really put a lot of doubt in my mind as to who runs the government and how it works. Everything's not as right and as good as they say it is when you come to look at it.
At the time of his assassination, what state was he in at the time?
If memory serves me correct, it was Dallas, Texas.
What was he doing in Dallas, Texas?
He was in a parade. He was in an open car, and I was reading up on some about Kennedy, and they suggested to him not to do an open car because, you know, it was a prime target. And Kennedy was a guy that liked to get out and meet people. He's a real public person, and I think that's what really made him as a president. He liked to get out. He liked to talk to people, shake hands, meet people. He was a very friendly president, and that's what really helped him, I believe, get elected and help him do so well as one of our presidents. In my opinion, I think he was the most liked president we ever had.
At the age of 11, the president had just gotten killed. And if you remember, how was you feeling on the day? I mean, even though you were so young, did it play a big role in the...
It played a big role in my parents' lives and a lot of older people around me. I was young at the time, and it shocked me a little bit. I mean, I didn't cry or get upset, but it kind of shocked me that somebody would want to do that to our president.
Can you remember what it was like in your family? I mean,
well, I know everyone was, talking about it. My mom called my grandmother, and they were talking about it over the phone. It was just everybody's topic to talk about. It was what was going on and what had happened, and people talked about this for a big time, talked about it for 3 or 4 days. And now everybody talks about it years now and has their own theories about it. I don't think we'll really ever know who killed JFK.
How do you remember... Did your parents go to work?
Well, if memory serves me correct, my dad works at the GM plant, and they shut down for 2 days in a period of mourning. And I know my mom, she was a homemaker, and she stayed home most of the time. But I know we didn't have school for 3 days. We didn't do anything after that. I remember that's what happened when Kennedy was killed. It's basically everything would shut down. I know some people didn't go to work. Work was called off for the majority of people. And I think America just went into a period of mourning.
This is Jerome Holloway back interviewing Bobby Messer. We had some difficulties with our equipment, so we had to pause it for a second. So we're back. We're talking about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Okay, Bobby. So let's talk more about how it affected your family personally, how you remember. I mean, is there any other things that took place within your own family?
Well, I know that I think my parents had a different outlook on their government. I mean, my parents are Southern Democrats, and it's basically been that way in all of our family. And they had a different outlook towards their government, and they were surprised that somebody would do something like this, to the president. I mean, he was so well-liked by his nation that it shocked everybody that something like this would happen to, the president. Why would somebody want to do something to him? And I think the biggest question on people's minds was why. Why in the world would you want to do this to such a nice man?
Were your parents... a real as likable about the new President Johnson as they were Kennedy? Did he fit right in well?
Well, I think everybody was basically dissatisfied with what Johnson did. He was going to continue the war, and this is what the majority of the people in the United States, they didn't want war. They didn't want to see their sons go off and get killed. And Vietnam was a very, 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 what you could say, black eye for Johnson. I think if he'd stopped the war, he would have been a lot better off. And that's what Kennedy was going to do. But Vietnam was a real touchy situation for America at this time. And it was just interesting to see how people's opinions could change so fast and how Johnson became such a, not what you could say, a likable president.
All right. Moving back to when he was in Texas, was it on TV? I mean, was it broadcasted nationwide when he was campaigning, or did it start broadcasting after the assassination?
To be honest with you, I really don't know. I wasn't watching TV at the time, and I know you see it. I'm sure it was broadcast on some stations. I don't know if it was nationwide or not. It may have not been. It probably was, but I'm not sure at the time. But I just know that right, like the second it happened, or right after that, everybody knew. Everybody found out about what had happened to Kennedy. Everybody was in complete shock.
So if you remember, when you returned back to school, was everything back to normal with your teachers? I know your teachers were older and they understood more than you were at age 11.
I could tell there was a little bit of tension in the air, but you know, after a few days, everything kind of straightened back out at school. I can't say for other areas, but at my school, it kind of basically hit its course again. It kind of got back in line.
What school was you attending at the time?
I was attending Lakeshore Elementary High School in College Park, Georgia.
In Georgia. Can you recall the year that it really hit you when you first realized that the president had been assassinated and it was a real big deal? I mean, bigger than you thought it was at the age of 11?
Well, when I was age 11, I mean, the only thing I knew was our person had been killed. And for reasons unknown to me at that time. But when I was, I'd probably say by the age of 18, I had finally realized, and I finally got a whole overview as to, you know, what surrounded Kennedy. And there was, you know, rumors of scandals and affairs and Castro and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, it went from one thing to another. And I don't know why these rumors were circulated or if it was true or not, but there was a lot of mystery pertaining to why Kennedy was killed. Some say Castro had it done. Some say Marilyn Monroe had it done. Who knows? Some say space aliens did it. Nobody knows for sure, and I think that'll be one of the biggest mysteries of America, is who killed Kennedy, just like where's Jimmy Hoffa. Same thing. But there's a lot of mystery around Kennedy's death, and I think there always will be, kind of like his brother's. You know, his brother's death was very sudden and tragic, too. But it really surprises me now when I get a look at it. A lot of people think that Kennedys are crooks, and you know, they could be right, but there's been a lot that's been had to say about Kennedy and, you know, where he got to where he was because of his name. And Kennedys are very powerful people, and they finally got somebody in the top spot.